Good morning. Let's take some deep breaths together. In this time where there's so much energy flying around for all kinds of reasons, and now we add the holidays to it, breathing can be a really important reset button in any moment of now. So let's practice. Because as we breathe, inherent in that breath is the reminder, you are life. You are life itself. I am life itself. And so we breathe in that reminder. And we breathe out everything that's ready to go. Anything that stands in the way of that truth of you. Any yeah buts, any tension, any tightness, discomfort. Breathe in, I am love itself. And exhale fears and doubts, uncertainties. I am peace itself. And breathe out anything that's needling you, that's tugging at you. Because none of it matters in this moment of now. All that matters is the breath and the connection. And so we breathe and let that holy breath remind us, inform us of who we really are. And like a gentle breeze, we are embraced by life itself. By love itself. Peace itself. And this truth of us is available always and in all ways with just the next breath. No matter what's going on out there, this gentle breeze is blowing in here. We just have to allow it. Thank you. breathing, breathing. Feeling ourselves settle in and embraced by the strength of that truth of us. Do you feel it? Will you allow it? That's all it takes. And as we breathe, it may come to your heart that there are those around us who could use this reminder, who could use this holy breath, who could use the sacred embrace that is the truth of who they are. That there may be circumstances challenging, triumph, whatever it is. We know that we are all one. And so if you and I allow that embrace of life itself, of love itself, of peace itself, that we can offer it to those around us who could also use it. We can do this because we're all one. And so as you breathe, if there's someone you want to extend this holy breath to right now, feel free to say their names aloud that we might all hold them with you. And we hold them and breathe in this holy breath as them right now. And for all those in our community, in our neighborhoods, in the city, in the Puget Sound, in the Northwest, in our country, in our world, in our galaxy, in the universe, that as we breathe, the holy breath is offered to all forms of life in this moment of now. And as we breathe, all life is lifted up. And for the opportunity to be reminded of our oneness with life. And our oneness with one another. We are grateful, and so it is. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and as you feel ready, open your eyes. Bless you.
Got a warm place to sleep. got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed when I remember how
beautiful. Thank you. Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
Let's see. I was here, was it June, July? It was summer. Doesn't that seem like a long time ago? Oh, the innocence of it all. Feels kind of like a different world from last summer, doesn't it? you've been coming to church and you've been reading and you've been listening and you've been hearing and you've been hearing for a long time now that change is a coming. Guess what? It's here. It's here. Now, I agree, it's different than what we thought. I thought it would just be a manila envelope that would arrive in the mail with dates, and I could choose the date, you know, that I would be ready for change. No. These are amazing times that we're in. And the opportunity that we have, there are many opportunities, but one that we have, and I'm going to reach out and pluck out of all of them, is the opportunity for us to remind each other that we were born for these times. Every experience you have ever had has prepared you for these times. Are you aware of that? Have you looked in the mirror and said, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. Or maybe you're looking in the mirror going, I don't get it. I don't get it. Let me assure you, you're here in the right place in the right time. And everything you have lived has honed you exactly for what you bring to this moment. And dear ones, we need you. And we need the exact experience that you bring. Because you know what? No one else has had it. No one else has walked the life that you have walked. There are people that may have done similar things, may have went to the same school, lived in the same town, may share some relatives, may have even shared a spouse. It happens. But no one has walked exactly where you have. And that makes you essential to this time. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Maybe you haven't thought of it in those terms. Maybe you just feel like a survivor, and I understand that. You're a survivor of your life. And you may have heard me say before, and I'll say it again because it's the absolute truth. Every single person in here is a walking miracle. The Hallmark Channel could do a film on each one of your lives and it would get good ratings. And some of you, we'd have to do like a 2 or 3 part series probably. But all of it, the joys and the sorrows, are what bring us to this moment. These experiences are what have honed us to be who we are. And hopefully, as we allow ourselves to be aware of this, there can be some gratitude, maybe for some things that we've never been grateful for before. Because I don't know about you, but there's stuff that's happened to me that isn't on the top of my list. My gratitude list. Do you have any of those? Yeah. And at the same time, those things that I wouldn't put at the top of the gratitude list, those are the things that asked the most of me. That I had to reach inside and go deeper. because in order to deal with it, I didn't have it on the surface. Can you relate to that? That you had to reach very deep because it was tough and it was painful. And it didn't feel like I had it. And I remember my mom used to say that God doesn't give us anything that we can't handle. And I was pretty sure that God had me mixed up with somebody else. Well, you know, when they transferred everything onto computer, there could have been some problems. But the truth of it is, and when you think back, of course, would you want it to have it happen again? No. Would you wish it on anybody else? No. But think about it. Those are the things that asked the most of you, where you stretched the most, because you had to. You wouldn't have made it if you didn't. That you had to color in more parts of yourself than you may have even known were there until you had that experience. Does that seem true to you? So given that awareness, when we look at what's going on in our world now, do you kind of see how it works? Because collectively, we're only just beginning to accept the power of who we are. Just little tiny bits. Just teeny tiny. I mean, Jesus told us this a couple centuries ago. Who you are is me and more. You are what I am and more because you have the awareness of it and the acceptance of it, and that's going to make it even more. But in this world, it's taken us a while. We're kind of slow learners, I guess you would say. A couple thousand years. Yeah, and we're still fighting about it. Yeah. Okay, we're slow learners, but we're getting there. But do you see? Do you see? When we talk about that it was the hard stuff, the challenging stuff, is the stuff that made us reach way inside to find who we truly are in order to get through it. Do you see? Because we're a collective of slow learners. That we might co-create the sort of interesting challenges we've put together in the last couple of weeks. Do you see it? As a collective, our consciousness is at a place where we require being shaken to our shoes in order to get it, in order to find it. Do we have to do that? No. In our meditation, it was just the breath. And could you feel? Could you feel spirit in you? Could you feel the light in you? Could you feel the love in you? And it's just a matter of allowing. See, that's the kicker. It's that free will thing. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Do you know what the power word is in that sentence? Well, that's a good one. That's a really important one. But the one I'm referring to is the word may. I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. What is the inherent reminder in that word? It's a choice. It's a choice. You may. We have to choose it. We have to say yes. We have to allow it. A lot of times in spiritual literature or spiritual texts, you will see the term seeker. We're seekers. We're seekers of God. We're seekers of light. We're seekers of truth, whatever. And I've been thinking about that, and I think that's not the right word. Because seeker implies what? That we have to go somewhere to find it. Right? I'm a seeker. I'm seeking something. I'm looking for it. I'm trying to find it. It feels to me in these days and times, it's not about seeking. It's about allowing. Allowing the truth of us that was always true, will always be true. We don't have to go anywhere to get it. It's already true. The edge is allowing. Saying yes. Opening the doors and windows inside to the truth of us that was always true. We have a lot of folks on the planet that think in terms of God as a judge. The left hand and the right hand, and you got to do this, and you better not do that. Oh my goodness, people. That God is too small. God is our source. We came from source. God already knows who we are. Hello. We do not have to prove anything to God. We're barcoded. You hold Cindy up to the light, that machine, the barcode thing. Zip. God is Cindy. Or dear Stella, we run Stella across the barcode and it says, God is Stella. And each one of us, we came in with it. Our struggles and our troubles is us dealing with and struggling with life without that awareness, forgetting that awareness that we have. Whatever the challenge is, inherent is in the challenge is the opportunity for us to remember who we are as God in form. As divine wisdom, as divine love, as divine order. And when we do that, what happens? We start to get a different perspective, a new possibility. Oh, I never thought of that before. Yeah. Or we make connections, or the magic unfolds in that the next person we talk to tells us something that we needed to know that answers the question that we have in our hearts. Have you ever had that happen? Of course you have. That's what abundance is and prosperity is. Not that there aren't going to be challenges, because have you noticed there's still challenges? Not that they're not going to occur. Or show up. But conscious awareness is knowing that yes, the challenge shows up, but it's another opportunity for me to apply the truth of who I am as divine source and form. Divine love, come through me. Heal this. Express through me in this conflict. Fill me up to overflowing so that I can be in relationship with others, but not from a place of need. We talked about that before, remember? That our relationships tend to be about need. I need this from you, I need that from you. And when we allow ourselves to be filled up with source, divine love, just inside ourselves, then the people that are in our lives can be who they are, and we don't need them to do anything. We can let them just be, because we're already filled up. And boy, does that take the pressure off the relationship. And allows it to just be. And who do you think that you begin to draw into your life if you're radiating divine love? If you're filled to overflowing with divine love, who do you think, what do you think you're going to draw to you? That's our job here in this precious place. In our spiritual community, is to keep reminding each other of the truth of us, of the truth of you. Because it's easy to forget, especially in the world we're living in right now. Remember, there's more love on the planet than there's ever been. More than there's ever been. And what does love do? But it goes into the corners, down deep, and it seeks everything and anything unlike itself and brings it to the surface to be healed. Is that not what love does? Do you think that might be what's happening in our world? Does it begin to make sense to you? Does that mean that it's easy? You know, on some very high level, we could see it as easy, because it kind of is. If we would just all claim the truth of us, done, let's go to dinner, right? But most of us are carrying around a lot of baggage and a lot of wounds. And it's easier to feel at home sometimes more within the wounds and the baggage than it is within the truth of us. Bless you. And that's the opportunity we have. Now we can look and say, well, Joanna, that's very nice, but we just found out that there are folks, a whole lot of folks, way more than I thought, that think and feel differently than I do. Yeah. Yeah. True. But you know what? These are still all our brothers and sisters, no matter what, who thinks what. And how can I have any impact on healing any of it? And it doesn't matter what side, where you, what. I'm not talking about that. That doesn't belong here. But what does belong here is our reminder that we are brothers and sisters. And the first job that we all have is the one we all want least to hear. And that is, we have to heal the relationship with the one in the mirror. Oh, Joanna, not that again. Oh, God, anything but that. Couldn't you, isn't there a book to read? Or like if I go gluten-free for a while, or, you know, couldn't we just, does it have to be that? Yes. It does. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's inside. So what does that tell you? Is it about seeking? No. It's about allowing what's already true in here. what was always true and will always be true. How do you think when we look in the world and we see that people are hurtful to each other, destructive to each other, do things to each other we can't even imagine? How could somebody do that? I'll tell you how somebody can do that. It's someone who has hurt and self-loathing, who thinks they're not worth anything, and therefore it doesn't matter what they do or who they hurt. I promise you, any person that harms another person, whether it's just saying something negative or taking a weapon to them and ending their physical life and anything in between, I promise you, this person is not in alignment with the truth of who they are. I promise you. Does it mean that they're evil? No. It means they're not in alignment with the truth of who they are, which then frees them to do whatever. We like to judge each other. Some of us can even go so far as to condemn each other. But I promise you, if I took that person who's doing that by the hand into the bathroom, turned on the light, and had them look in the mirror, I promise you, if they could do it at all, which they may not be able to, but if they did, it would be a blank stare that had no connection with this person. I promise you. And so when we look at our world and decide, well, what can I do about it, Joanne? There's nothing I can do. Oh, yes, there is. How do you feel about that one that's looking back at you in the mirror in the morning before you brush your teeth? How do you feel about them? Do you love them? Do you accept them? Do you forgive them? Because, dear ones, this is the one who's always been there. Everyone else has come and gone. This is the one who's always been there and has been there for your really stellar choices and the other ones too. And when you're taking your care of yourself and taking the supplements, and when you're eating hot fudge before you go to bed. All of it. All of it. In fact, this is the only one who's been there for all of it. For all your joys and all your sorrows. Who else deserves your compassion more? And yet, most of the time, we either are just ignoring them, or if we do look in that mirror, it's like, oh my God, my eyebrows are turning white. Oh my God. Right? Have you ever looked in the mirror and looked in those eyes and continued to look there until you recognized who's looking back at you? Have you done that? Do you know who it is that's looking back at you? Have you ever wondered if God has eyes, what they'd look like? Guess what? And so that's the Thanksgiving wish for everyone here. Yep, there's a lot going on, no question about it. And after you have your Thanksgiving dinner this afternoon, and then you got to go home to see what the score is. Go Hawks. Sometime soon, I invite you to go in, look in the mirror, and look in those eyes, and keep looking until you recognize who's looking back at you. Because I promise you, you will. You will. And if you say, no, I didn't, Joanna, all I have to say to you is, you didn't do it long enough. You'll have to do it longer than 13 seconds. I do workshops where everybody gets a hand mirror, and they have to look at themselves in the hand mirror. And I got to tell you, the assignment is to do it for 1 minute, and people can't do it. A lot of people cannot do it. They're so used to hating what they see there. They're so used to criticizing and judging and condemning what they see there. If you want to heal the world, my friends, heal that. Can you imagine if each one of us did that this morning? What would happen in our world? Why do we come from fear in our world? It's because we haven't befriended the one in the mirror. So we feel alone all the time. Do you get that? Do you get it? Do you see? Make friends with the one in the mirror and see how things begin to shift. Questions or comments? Anybody? Or are you just hungry? You know, it's kind of tough to go up with it knowing that turkey dinner's coming after this. Questions or comments, anyone? Do you get this? Does this ring true for you? Don't ever let anybody tell you what your truth is.
Joanna.
Yes.
Thank you for holding the light.
It's my honor. And all it is reflecting back to you. It takes one to know one. For the opportunity to be with you today. And I think I'm back in a couple weeks, aren't I? Like December the 4th? So we'll see how we're doing. You've got your assignment. Enjoy your holiday. Be blessed. Actually, as much as it's like holidays with all this, actually it's right on time, isn't it? We'll be singing and sharing peace, thanksgiving, love, exactly what we need for the opportunity to be reminded and to share it with each other today. We are grateful, and so it is. Did you have something, dear? Meditation is an immensely essential tool for going within and holding that space. But it's not a replacement for looking in the mirror. And we can talk, thank you for saying that, because we can talk about that on the 4th, because there's something that's called spiritual bypass. That's another talk. Chapter 2 on the 4th. Thank you for sharing that.